Welcome back. It's Inside Agriculture. The latest USDA topsoil moisture condition report reflects overall drying nationwide, even though much of the eastern two-thirds of the country has had significant precipitation.
Topsoil moisture condition ratings nationwide may seem lower than expected due to continuing heavy rains in the central and eastern U.S.
We saw a bit of net drying across the country in early July.
Which USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey points out in the latest USDA topsoil moisture condition report for the period ending July 6th.
Short to very short numbers increasing this week, 3 percentage points to 26%. Surplus topsoil moisture down to 10% from 12% a week ago.
As for what is behind the net drying of topsoils on a national scale,
factors include heavy usage by crops and other vegetation, as well as high evaporation rates and the high angle of the sun. Tough to keep up with moisture in July.
Western topsoil moisture very short to short numbers represent increased drying, particularly in the Pacific Northwest and Northern Plains.
We are seeing topsoil moisture very short to short now, 20% or greater in all 11 western states. Those numbers pretty dramatically high now in the Northwest, 63% very short to short in Washington, 61% in Oregon. As we move to the plains, we're seeing that dryness extending across the Rockies into Montana, where statewide topsoil moisture is 71% very short to short. Elsewhere across the plains, dryness is most acute across parts of the north, with a range anywhere from 24% very short to short in South Dakota, all the way up to 71% in Montana. Also seeing a subtle drying trend taking place in parts of the Corn Belt, leading the Midwest this week, Illinois 43% very short to short, and also seeing just some patchy dryness starting to develop in the south. Leading the way there is Arkansas at 39% very short to short.
But what are the states in topsoil moisture surplus?
In scattered areas across the country, the upper Midwest getting a little wet in a few spots. Wisconsin leading the Midwest at 25% surplus. Texas had the horrific and dramatic flooding, but statewide only 16% topsoil moisture surplus there.
And how about pasture and rangeland conditions?
Rangeland and pastures nationally rated good to excellent, 45%, up 2 points from the previous week. Very poor to poor ratings, 27%, down from last week's 29%. We see most states from the Rockies eastward showing rangeland and pasture conditions greater than 50% good to excellent. The only exceptions east of the Rockies are Montana, Wyoming, Nebraska, South Dakota, and West Virginia. At the same time, 7 states are driving that national number of 27% very poor to poor higher. In the West, mostly, they include Nevada and Arizona, as well as Montana, which leads the Great Plains, 59% very poor to poor.
You've been listening to Inside Agriculture. Thank you for being here. We'll catch you Monday morning. Have a safe weekend.